What can adversity teach us about the healing power of love and mercy? Proverbs states, "A friend loves at all times, and a brother is born for adversity." When adversity strikes, you find out who truly is your brother, sister, and friend. The gospel records an unusual encounter between people who had been divided for centuries. The Jews and the Samaritans had no dealings with one another, and they were openly hostile whenever their paths crossed. In this gospel narrative, we see one rare exception: a Samaritan leper in company with 9 Jewish lepers. Sometimes adversity forces us to drop our barriers or to forget our prejudices. When this band of lepers saw Jesus, they made a bold request. They didn't ask for healing, but instead asked for mercy. "Have pity on us." The word mercy literally means sorrowful at heart. But mercy is something more than compassion or heartfelt sorrow at another's misfortune. Compassion empathizes with the sufferer, but mercy goes further. It removes suffering. A merciful person shares in another's misfortune and suffering as if it were his own, and he will do everything in his power to dispel that misery. Mercy is also connected with justice. Thomas Aquinas said that mercy, quote, "does not destroy justice, but is a certain kind of fulfillment of justice." Mercy without justice is the mother of dissolution, and justice without mercy is cruelty. End of quote. Pardon without repentance negates justice. So what is the significance of these 10 lepers asking for mercy? They know they are in need of healing, not just physical, but spiritual healing as well. They approach Jesus with contrition and faith because they believe he can release the burden of guilt and suffering and make restoration of body and soul possible. Their request for mercy is both a plea for pardon and release from suffering. Jesus gives mercy to all who ask with faith and contrition. Why did only one leper out of 10, a Samaritan, return to show gratitude? Gratefulness is related to grace, which means the release of loveliness. Gratitude is the homage of the heart, which responds with graciousness in expressing an act of thanksgiving. The Samaritan approached Jesus reverently and gave praise to God. If we do not recognize and appreciate the mercy shown to us, we will be ungrateful. Ingratitude is forgetfulness or a poor return for kindness received. It can easily lead to a lack of charity and intolerance towards others, as well as other sins, such as discontent, dissatisfaction, complaining, grumbling, pride, and presumption. How often have we been ungrateful to our parents pastors, teachers, and our neighbors? Do we express gratitude to God for His mercy, and do we show mercy to our neighbors? Lord, may we never fail to recognize Your love and mercy. Fill our hearts with gratitude and thanksgiving, and free us from pride, discontentment, and ingratitude. Help us to count our blessings with gratefulness and to give thanks in all circumstances.